के साथ बाबा बड़ा आनंद आता, आपके साथ बाबा बड़ा आनंद आता। चांद के पास तारा जैसे कोई झिल मिलाता।
ओम शांति। This morning we have Brother Marcelo from Colombia, national coordinator. More than anything else, he is God's precious jewel seated on the heart throne of Baba, and he's with us this morning. So he's been BK for 30 years and he's also into the newness in learning. He's chairperson of that. And business Laukik consultant, business coach, and he has written a book on 8 powers. And also he has a blog on the internet, Looking for More Than Job. If you would like to go through the blog, you can do that. And let's give him a big hand. Yes. So you just now heard the song, which was so beautiful. I would just like to share with you just 2 lines of the meaning of the Hindi song. Who knows Hindi here? Anyone Hindi? Anyone needs Hindi translation? No, no? I think
speaking
all...
Hindi, speaking Hindi, if someone needs Hindi translation.
Kisi ko Hindi translation chahiye? Yes, thank you. So, you need Hindi chahiye? Nahin na? Kyunki sab Burma wale to Dadi se milne gaye hain. All the Burmese have gone to meet Dadi. So we don't have Hindi here. Hindi people sitting here. So anyway, if there is someone who wants in Hindi, please let me know. So now, once again, big hand to Brother Marcelo.
And the 2 lines of the song.
Oh yes. So the meaning of the song was, let's dance with Baba in bliss, and we are proud to have God's company. Are you proud? Yes? Okay. So now again, I request Brother Marcelo to share his experience. Well, the topic is tolerance. Is it a suffering or enjoyment? So now I request brother to share his experience.
Om Shanti. So is it suffering or enjoyment? Or both? Sometimes something, sometimes another. That's good point. So that it doesn't become a suffering. You know, I was just remembering many things about tolerance. And it's easier to remember when I suffered than when I enjoyed. I tell you. And I'll tell you why later. But I was just remembering, tolerance has different levels. There is one level, one layer, could say, is the tolerance towards the elements, towards nature, things. Baba sometimes says in the Murli, heat and cold. Colombia is a very beautiful country, and we don't have seasons. So the whole year is heat and cold everywhere. So whenever I travel, it's like coming from one climate to another climate, totally different, with just 1 hour difference. There is another layer of tolerance, which is the tolerance towards the karmic accounts. Like I have a karmic account with my body, specifically my stomach, this area. So when I climb down the mountain, I suffer a lot. Now I was in Madurai, which is South India, very beautiful, very beautiful. They were there, no? Mahmood and the other brother. They are both there. It was very nice. But the roads there are old. So it was like shaking. So of course, after one day, I said, no. And I was staying outside the center during the program, which was called Future of Power. So I was outside the center. So we had to go to the center for meals. So one day I said, no way. We had food there, it was a big apartment, great apartment. So I said, I'm going to cook here. And I cooked something Western, and the sisters, they were happy. We bought oregano. I mean, in India you have everything, supermarket, so it was great, with cheese, like pizza. So we are all enjoying. So I gave my stomach a little rest. And the third main layer, I feel, is the tolerance towards people. And that's probably where we Brahmins have a little more complications. In terms of karmic accounts with your body, situations, circumstances, with you missing the plane, or losing your passport, these kind of things, I think we can manage. The points of drama is very powerful. We can talk to some senior. We can go to Baba's room and do 80 hours yoga. It's a little more manageable. But with another soul, that's more complicated. With the elements also, you know, we also manage. After all, we are expecting a sister, Shiluben, which was mentioned a bit about Vinash, about destruction this morning. We are expecting the elements will attack us. So when the elements attack, I see that Brahmins don't suffer much. You know? But when someone, you know, hurricane can come into your house, you manage. But if someone drops a dirty cloth in the wrong place, you can't manage. Isn't true? And in terms of people also, there are different layers. There are the Brahmins, there are Laukic relatives, friends, strangers. So I would think that tolerance is so powerful, that all of us, we should enjoy, tolerate so much. In fact, it should be a pleasure to have the opportunity to tolerate. So I was remembering someone else's story, and I'll tell my own experience relate to that. Bridge Mohan Bhai. All mobiles off, right? This was just to warn you, you know, like I plan. Sorry about that. So Bridge Mohan Bhai, he went to Colombia once, and he was telling us a very funny story. How he was in a center in New Delhi, in Delhi. And he gave a lecture there, or a class, I think it was a BK class. And after the class, he was going back to his center. Do you know who knows Pandav Bhavan from Delhi? Do you know? Some of you know. So he was going to Pandav Bhavan from there. But the brothers there, they didn't organize a car for him. So they were sending him by local train, which I had the experience of going once, never anymore, don't go, don't try. And they gave him a first class ticket. So he was telling his experience of being surrounded by people, but not surrounded, he was being pushed by people and compressed from everywhere. So he was saying that the first train which came, he tried to get on. He couldn't, because too many people. The second train he also missed. He was only able to get on the third train. In fact, the brothers heard about that. So next day, they went to Murli and they apologized to him. But what he was telling was how he dealt with the situation. He said he has some back problem. So when he started to be pushed by people, he thought, someone is massaging me. You know, instead of being pushed, I'm being massaged. So in this way, he changed his mentality. We were in Peru, near the capital, Lima. So I was there along with Sister Mohini, and there was a retreat. And the retreat was not in a proper place. So Sister Mohini, she had to tolerate a lot. So when we are going back, she heard that the car which brought her there was not there anymore. There was another car, was very old, and the roads were like bumping all the time. When she saw the car, there was no AC, it was very hot, nothing. When she saw the car, and she told that in public lecture in the evening, that same day, she said, I don't know how I'll manage here. And she said she just closed the eyes, and she thought, I am in a helicopter. Because the bumps look like helicopters. So, the first way to change any suffering into enjoyment is to change the first attitude and, if possible, the awareness of the situation. Because we have to tolerate a lot, and we will have to tolerate much more. After all, we will be 2,500 years living in a place where no tolerance is needed much, or no tolerance, basically. So, if we tolerate a lot now, it's not a big deal. You're going to be 2 millennia without tolerance. So, it's okay. So one way that I learned from these experiences and my own feelings also is that if you see things in a different way, you don't suffer. I give you another example. We had one sister, I won't tell the name in this case, very sweet senior sister, very sweet, extremely sweet. Baba's house in Bogota is in a park. And opposite Baba's house, on the other side of the park, there is a church, Christian church there. And sometimes they organize programs, whole night, chanting, prayers. And it happened when she was there in Bogota. So I asked her, Sister, did you sleep well? Do you want to change rooms? My room is in the safe place, so I don't hear the noise. I said, you could come to my room, I could go to your place. She said, no problem, brother. They were remembering God, it's so nice vibrations. So I was enjoying, really. Then we went to another city, and it was kind of a holiday there. So we are in a retreat place. So beside the retreat place, they organized a big party. And it was a real party with, locked party, drinks and lots of songs. The whole night until 10 a.m., 11 a.m., they were playing songs and dancing the whole night. Again, I was in the good side of the place. And I asked the sister again. She said, brother, why to bother? They are remembering God. Because she thought, because she didn't understand the language, she thought it was the same group there. So awareness, and I never clarified to her, in fact, until now she doesn't know that. But what I see is that when you don't have the perception that something is bad, you don't feel it bad. Do you want another story or do I tell too much stories? So, we have the highest city in the world is in South America. It's in a country called Bolivia. And the capital also is very, very high. Capital is like 4,000 meters, which is 12,000 feet. Okay, so it's pretty high. So there was one senior there, and they are going to a retreat place. And this senior, I was not there. So the brother in charge, he's from Colombia, so he was telling me. So this senior, he was enjoying, the nature is beautiful, it's really beautiful. It's one of the tourist points, so many people go there for tourism. And then at certain point, the senior asked, what's the altitude here? And he didn't realize they were going up. So they were about 5,000, 4,600, something like that. When they told him that, he started to lack breath, you know. So if he didn't know, probably he wouldn't feel. And if you see in your own lives, you realize that the same thing with some people you tolerate, with other people you don't tolerate. The same thing, perhaps the same words, or the same situation, heat, cold, in some cases you tolerate very well, other cases you don't. Why? Because attitude and awareness is a very important factor for tolerance to happen. If I am paying attention to I stand, as Shilu Ben was mentioning this morning, if my kurta is totally white, but there is a little thing there, and I'm focused on to that, I will feel it. But if I focus in the white, I won't feel that too much. And that Janki gives the beautiful example of Brahma Baba, Shiv Baba, Bab Dada, no? How during the partition of India, they could hear the cries. And so Baba used to put them for dancing. So they wouldn't realize what was going on. And so many examples on how to make tolerance better. Because anyway, we have to tolerate. Otherwise, it would be like a sannyasi, you know, living in your cave or living surrounded by comforts, avoiding everyone that hurts you, everyone who speaks loudly, everyone who doesn't like you, or avoiding places where it's too hot or too cold or whatever. And how many things you would miss? How many things? So instead of that process of suffering in terms of tolerance, which is really not tolerance, I don't know the name, could be barrenness. I mean, I'm barren here, I'm just, well, what can I do, no? Kya karo, how the Indians say. So I'm just here, what can I do? Instead of doing the art of complaining, because that's what is generated by this kind of tolerance. Suffering, complaining, you know, blaming, a low self-esteem. And it's much better, if you really feel the enjoyment, if you really feel the beauty you are going through. Okay, it's great. It's great. Okay, this thing is bad, the other thing is bad, this is not good, that thing is not good, this person is not good. No, I have been coming to Madhuban since 86. So I have been in most of the buildings. The only place I haven't been was inside the complex. But the rest of the place I have been to everywhere. So you have to tolerate cold. It's so cold here sometimes. Heat. Mosquitoes. Snoring people. Snoring people again. I remember I was in a room that we had two bears in the room. I tell you, it was... And you tolerate because you have that love from Baba. You know the importance of Madhuban. So you know why you are doing this. This is why tolerance ends in love. It's not bad, it's good, it's beautiful. So change the attitude, change the awareness, allows me to tolerate and have the experience of love and enjoyment and power. But I have to understand something else. And that comes from a class that he gave in Pandav Bhavanau 2 days ago. To really tolerate, I have to be fulfilled. I have to be content. So when I lack tolerance, and the sign of lacking of tolerance is stress, complaining, all this irritation, you know, lack of sleep, you know. So this means that you are not able to tolerate. That means you are not content. There is something in you that you have to fulfill. If it's in the level of elements, contentment is very easy, it's just an umbrella. Okay. It's perhaps go and eat something. I was in Mamohini, and because of the distances and the heat now, I stopped going to eat. I just went for breakfast, no lunch, no dinner. So after 2 days, I was a little dizzy. And so I said, why to waste time and energy? I don't need even to tolerate, really. I just go and eat. That's it. So it's not a big deal. Okay. So if I'm content, if I am fulfilled, I'm full, tolerance is not only easy, it's so natural that you don't even feel you are tolerating. And that's why I was saying that sometimes it's difficult for me, and I think some of us too, to remember a moment when you enjoy tolerance. Why? Because when you enjoy, really enjoy tolerance, you don't remember. Someone will tell, oh, he tolerates, she tolerates a lot. But you look and say, did I tolerate what? I really didn't see. So this is why sometimes it's difficult to remember good examples of tolerance. Because then you have to ask other people about that. But that's the thing I was thinking a lot after Daddy talking about that in her class to the Russian guests. Instead of trying to tolerate, let me try to be content. Let me check my own contentment level. You know, one of the beautiful things about this hall, you know, we used to come so much here for classes and this kind of thing. And I used to learn Hindi. I'm a 20 years old student of Hindi. I still didn't learn. I'm still learning. So I used to read all the pictures everywhere. And one of the things about the cycle, you know, that big picture in the front. And I was feeling in terms of contentment, when we are in golden age and silver age, the kind of contentment we experienced is impossible to describe, because it's just even impossible to imagine a situation that not only I am content in all aspects, relationships, prosperity, my life is a whole thing, everything I'm content, but my relationships, they are content also. And not only them I'm content, if the strangers, they are content also. So everything, even the cows are content. Okay. Everything is content. So, from that level, we came to Kali Yuga. What's the difference with Golden Age and Iron Age? Is it possible to even put that in comparison? It's not possible. You can't even compare. Even the food here, sometimes Baba used to say that fruit here doesn't have any power anymore. So nothing. How climate happens. No, we saw the hurricane in New York. Now they are waiting another storm today coming there. Smaller. But another storm is coming. So the difference is too big. And we sometimes forget that we are those souls who experience the maximum of contentment and who experience the maximum of emptiness in our lives. In fact, we all came to Baba because we reached that point of emptiness. Okay, some of us were okay in life, but the emptiness was so deep. It's like a coconut. The things are around coconut, but inside, some coconuts, they don't even have water sometimes. So inside is totally hollow. Some people, they have everything in life. They have a good wife, good husband, they have good children, they have money, health, and they are still unhappy. I stayed in one city, I won't tell the name of one city in Europe, for 2 weeks. It's quite a lot of time, especially if you're just there, you know. So I was observing how they have everything. The code of that city was the same code we have in Bogota, in my city. Bogota is called the whole year. The only difference is that in my city we don't have heater. There they have heater. But the second difference is that in my city I see smiles. There I don't see smiles much. They're always a little grumpy, you know. I won't tell names. But you know, I felt like, and I won't tell, it's not necessary, London, there, Europe is big. And what I felt was that, how is it possible? They have everything. They have everything there. And it was very prosperous at that time. And my country was very low. Now it's the opposite. Right? But, you know, I felt like it's like a coconut. And many people are like that. And I felt it's so important that we Brahmins, we accept that we are not totally content. Because when I'm totally content, I'll leave my body, of course. No? I'll be like Bap Dada, I'll reach Karmatit, everything will be easy. So until then, there is always something in the self that you have to fulfill. This is why we are still reading Mulis. Otherwise, if I was perfect, no need for Mulis anymore. And contentment is one of the features of perfection. Not the only one, but I think the main one. So when I lack tolerance, or when tolerance is enduring, suffering, is bearing, that means something's missing me. Which can be just a piece of toli. Or it can be a very special Amritivela. But it's possible to solve, because the lack of contentment is like emptiness, and to fulfill emptiness is very easy. This is why people spend so much money going to movies, internet checking, right? So many hours around the world. Why? Because they are feeling that emptiness, and it works for some time. They are really okay. They are really great. It can be 1 hour. It can be even 1 year or 10 years. One day that finishes. In the case of us, Brahmins also, we have to see, well, if I'm unable to tolerate this person beside me, whom sometimes I chose to live with, there is something in me that I have to work, myself. So I should talk to myself very, very deeply and see what's wrong there? Or, positive side, I could see, what Baba is giving me that I didn't take fully? There is something Baba is giving me, I'm sure, to make me content. But I'm not taking all. Something is I'm missing there. And it's so important for us as Brahmins and for the family as a whole that we can be all content. Because when one of us is not content, you know, it's like, everything is bad, and this person is bad, the other one is bad, the other one is bad, this person, this thing is bad, this food, no salt, this food, too much salt, this other thing is not sweet, so everything is a complaint. When we are all content, at least in a relationship level, then we can move on so much. Because we can tolerate each other naturally, easily. We don't suffer while tolerating each other. All the opposite, we feel it's an honor that I am with this person. And isn't it an honor here to be with us? Each one of us will be remembered as gods and goddesses. That sounds like a joke sometimes. But it's not. It's true. Somehow, all our mistakes are portrayed in the lives. Now, if you read about Hindu mythology, oh my God. You can't read all, because some of Hindu mythology, we Brahmins couldn't read. But there is always betrayal. There is always gossips. Oh, Baba was talking about gossips today. Oh, Hindu mythology, pure gossips. There is a whole scripture, Ramayana, which is a pure gossip scripture. I had the opportunity with the family there in Bogota. We watched the Uttar Ramayana, which is even better. It's much more gossip and much more, looks like a soap opera. And we watched completely. You know, one sister, senior sister, she brought us, and with subtitles in English. And Sita, especially the actress, was perfect. Was very good actress, very good. At the last chapter, when she cries, oh my God! I said, that's us. That's Brahmins there. You know. And that's the memorial of us. And it's okay. I mean, that's part of drama. But our memorial is also of what? Victory. Power. At the end of that Uttar Ramayana, how do you say Gita? Uttar. At the end of Uttar Ramayana, Ram realizes his Vishnu. So, all this, the problems, everything finishes there. He suffered a lot in the story when Sita was taken by Bhumika. So he suffered a lot. But when he realized he was in fact Vishnu, everything, all the problems just washed away. And we Brahmins, we try to fight problems all the time. We are very good fighters. We have been fighting 2,000 years more. But when we stop fighting and we just feel this deep contentment, I am that same soul. I am complete. I am perfect. Everything I receive is good. Is the best. And if I don't receive something, is also good. It is the best. When I reach that point of contentment, then tolerance is not tolerance anymore. It's natural. It's part of my life. And I had a personal situation that I got without jobs for about 3 years. I'm a business consultant. Business consultants, we are eternally unemployed. we live like coming, things coming and going. But especially the last year was really horrible, because I had a client, everything was ready, and the client cancelled. I had another client, everything was ready, client cancelled. And Colombia is very prosperous, things are very good. All my friends have jobs, I'm the only one. But I was accepting, I said, okay, and I was creative, I was not upset, well, not really. But the last job I lost, that was March, I was coming to Madhuban, February. So, the last time I lost a job, and I was packed already, my luggage was ready, everything was ready, a ticket in my hand, I was traveling on Sunday, and they called me on Friday to tell, sorry, it's canceled. And it was a job with good money, I was earning very good. Then I told Baba, okay Baba, I accept, but now you have to tell me why. I was very serious with him. Then I came to Madhuban, was great, was the best. I had a very good chat with Daddy. Well, when I went back there, I remembered that point, so I went to talk to my friend. She explained what happened. The company cheated on them later, so they never paid. So if I was going there and doing the work, they wouldn't pay me. So it was perfect. So, you know, that realization that everything you have is good. Wherever you live is wonderful. Whomever you live with is the best person in the world. And whatever you don't have is also great. It's wonderful. That's the kind of contentment that makes tolerance an enjoyment. And you love to tolerate. You love to live that life. Something else that was talking, she was talking also about patience. And sometimes patience and tolerance, they look quite similar. The main difference is that whilst tolerance is an active power, you are doing something. Patience is a passive action. So, for instance, if we are here in this program and all of a sudden it starts to rain very heavily, tolerance means, okay, it's raining there. Is there anything we can do about that? Can you call the brothers? So the brothers come with the umbrellas and they pick us here and they take us wherever we have to go. Okay? So tolerance is waiting for, but moving the energy. But patience is like you are in a plane, you know, from here to, I'm going from Bombay to Newark is 16 hours. Anyone with longer plane here? What's 20 something hours, well, that's long. Canada. Okay. So 20 something hours. You are in the plane already. You can't do anything about that. You can't jump off the plane. Okay? You can't tell the pilot, please, speed up. Can you do something about that? No. That's the main difference. Tolerance, you can do something about that. But the difference is that you are not facing, you are not trying to change the situation. You accept the situation as it is. Yes, the situation is this. That's okay. Om Shanti. This is why humility. I have to be humble. Situation is more powerful than me. Sometimes Baba says, drama is more powerful than me. I am bound by drama. So if God is bound by drama, imagine us. So humility is good. This is why Daddy was also mentioning humility. But I can do something. Tolerance is that in that situation, what can you do about that? Can you make something? Can you find an alternative? Patience is just sit and enjoy. Because this plane will take some time to reach the other side. So take some books, good food, and sleep a lot. That also makes tolerance a little more enjoyable. Why? Because sometimes in a situation of patience, I try to be tolerant. I was with Per once, and he was driving there, you know. And he's not Californian, but he looks Californian for me. So, from Peace Village to the airport is a long stretch, New York. So, normally New Yorkers, they drive like this. Very precise, very effective. And he was there enjoying, you know, driving very well. I love that, I love that. It's a different flavor, totally different. And I had to get my plane when we are delayed. And I felt a little bit of irritation coming. Because I am more like New Yorkers. I'm from one city, São Paulo. I was born in Brazil. And São Paulo is like everything. But then I look at him and I said, but look at him, he's enjoying. So I understood at that moment that tolerance was not applicable there. Patience was applicable. We couldn't go faster. There was a traffic jam. Couldn't move faster. I was already in the car. I couldn't call a helicopter, please catch me. Come on. There was no way. So, when you understand that you are trying to use tolerance in the wrong moment, that means you are trying to, okay, you accept the situation, but you are trying to see alternatives, there is no alternatives. You are trying to still change something, there is no change there. Just drink another juice or eat something else, more, but nothing else. Then when we relax and just be patient, things change, transform. And the opposite also can happen. When you are using patience instead of tolerance. So many situations that we are waiting things to happen. And in fact, you are the one who was supposed to move things a little bit. And you didn't move. So things won't happen. And you are waiting. No, there was one situation with one soul. That person waited 7 years to speak what was in his heart. So of course, after 7 years, it was like pressure cooker for 7 years and just exploded everywhere. So it doesn't work. It doesn't work. And the other person who heard what he said told him, why did you come immediately after what happened? Why did you wait for 7 years to come and talk to me? And okay, he was waiting for things to change. He was waiting for... So it's very important that patience works with tolerance. And I see when I use something another way, when I use the other thing. And the other thing Daddy was talking and I mentioned before is that when all of us are able to have a certain level of tolerance, we start to experience unity. Unity is something tricky. Why? Because we come from golden age with total unity. We are in iron age, which is totally the opposite. And there is some kind of feeling in the Brahmin family in terms of unity. Some people, they think unity as everyone goes together to everywhere. No? Other people, they feel like we are not united because that person was expecting someone else to come and be united to me. That doesn't work either. my feeling in relation to tolerance and unity is that when there is a group of souls, tolerance is always easier. For me, one of the biggest challenges in India is to take the train. Take a train for me is a very big challenge. I'm normally by myself because of meetings and all. It's very difficult to have someone traveling with me. And last time I traveled in a group of people, I really enjoyed so much traveling train. When I was in South India, they travel 50 hours by train. But they say it's very enjoyable. They like. Because when you have more people together, the problems, the situations, anything that happens in front of you, they become so small because you are a big group. But I cannot create unity. I cannot tell people in my center, okay, let's be united. Listen, many people do like that. I have seen. They say, you can't tell people to be united. Unity is a process. You can cooperate, so that happens. With your power, your love, you can make things happen, yes. But you can't make unity. You can't force unity. Look at the world. The world is crumbling down. No? You saw one country like Belgium, so small, they are splitting. Now Spain also, they want to split. The United States at some point will split again. So everywhere people are so looking for going out. In Colombia, they say there are about 2 million people living by themselves, which is not natural there. It's a country like India, a little bit, families. So 2 million people, they live just by themselves. And the tendency, the trend in the whole world is to not be united. And that's the biggest major power. Baba's way of uniting us is so subtle. Madhuban is, for instance, one way. Because we are all thinking about Madhuban, so our thoughts get united. But it's very subtle that. However, yes, when there is unity, tolerance is much more enjoyable. So I think we have traffic. Is it playing here? Okay. These were the thoughts I had, in fact. So if you want to make tolerance an enjoyable experience, change your attitude or awareness. Work more on that contentment. Discern the difference when you have to be patient and just accept things and just there, and when you have to be tolerant and move things a little bit. And if you have a united group, take advantage of that. But don't expect. Unity is something that's coming. It is coming, no? I am sure that the trick of the drama and Baba, that he didn't come on the 18th and the 2nd, I am sure that many more Brahmins and much more the Brahmins were remembering Baba. So there was probably a big, big link in the whole world of all of us thinking of Baba. Because he was not here. Everybody was remembering him so much. That's part of human nature. When something is there, when someone is there, nobody pay attention. When that thing is not there, that person is not there, oh. Dadi Jank, she used to give class to us. Remember that time? She used to give class until 9 o'clock in the morning every day. The Murli used to start 6 o'clock meditation. 6:30 the Murli. Then Dadi Jank used to come and give class until 9 o'clock. We are all like this, you know. And Dadi was still speaking there. Everybody used to complain, leave the place. And Now Daddy gives flash classes, half an hour. So now we miss that time. So you know, unity in Brahma life is very subtle. So okay, we can have some meditation then. If anyone wants to ask or comment something, that would be good. I see some souls here. I'm from outside Colombia, so I think the first clash was with the culture. But Colombians are probably the best Latin Americans. The best in terms of people. They are very light, they're very easy to live. In fact, I, different than Brazil, I never had problems with people with in terms of living together. It was they were very light, very nice in that sense. But yes, there was a very tough karma going on there. For instance, there was one city I used to work with the mayor there. And so the first time I went to that city, they had problems with the guerrilla. So the guerrilla was in this area. So I had to go to a certain airport. The other time I went, they had problems with the paramilitary. So I had to go to the other airport. But never anything happened with me directly. I went to one place. The mayor, she took me by car, no, her husband, her, they took me by car, and, but I'll tell you later. You go to Baba, don't go to the car. So as I said, I have a problem with my stomach, and that road didn't have a bumps. It was a big bump, you know. It was the worst road I ever saw in my life. And you could see I was sitting beside the husband, so I just watched there an abyss, big hole there. And we are just in the edge. And nobody told me it was cold city. They told me it was warm, so I didn't carry anything. And it was even colder than Bogota. They didn't have water, so I had to take shower like India. But they treat me excellently well. And it was a zone occupied by paramilitaries. I saw one of them. I was in a river enjoying. It was a river, very beautiful river. The floor, the soil, was full of stones in the form of Shiva lingams. All of them. All of the stones, they had the form of Shiva lingam. And then I saw that man crossing a bridge. He was shirtless, so no uniform, but it was obvious. And I asked my host, and he said, yes, he's a paramilitary. But as a foreigner, I was target of the guerrilla, not paramilitaries. They never had anything with us. Later, the mayor was killed by the guerrilla, 2 years, 3 years later. But that's old story now. So now that there is no problem much with guerrillas, paramilitaries. So the problems are at homes. All the families are broken down and all the other situations that are coming now. That business went to Mexico, unfortunately. So. That's a good way of seeing. That's the California way. I'll give the New Yorker way. It's a good point. Change the awareness. Wasting time and all. Well, what I feel is Baba is like a papa, mama, you know. He's like mother, father. At least in Latin America, mothers and fathers, they are still old-fashioned a little bit. And if they see that he's doing something wrong, don't talk to him anymore. He's very bad company. But it's like a mom and dad. They are not going to put him in jail, for instance. It's just a relationship with children. This is why in many mulis Baba say, Baba only speaks to his children. Because we are like children to him. So he is speaking very clearly, very openly, but we shouldn't speak that to other people. That would be bad. Things that we speak in the family is only family. But if you think about the eight powers, if you have the picture of eight powers in your mind, do you know what's the power which is opposite tolerance? Facing power. So change the name enemy. Just think about, use the power of facing of with that person, not tolerance. This is why discernment is important. You know, one thing I didn't tell and didn't talk about is that tolerance is a power that drains you, takes lots of energy. This is why you have to have very good connection with Baba. This is why when you tolerate so much, and sometimes you tolerate too well, you did the whole formula well, you did everything you need well, and still you feel a little tired. We saw in the daddies even, how sometimes Daddy Jenk or Daddy G or Daddy Guzar, she's an angel already, you don't count, but especially these two, how they sometimes they are tired also. Because anyway, tolerance is a power that drains energy. Once one brother had one problem with one sister of his country. So he went to talk about that with Sister Mohini. Sister Mohini, she's wise, very wise. And she said, why are you tolerating? Because tolerance takes power. Sometimes it's better to not talk to that person. Sometimes it's better to take more energy, more courage and talk later. Sometimes it's better to go and eat toli. You know, it's easier. Yeah, I mean, sometimes tolerance is too much. So, in the case of gossiping, what Baba is saying, don't tolerate that. Face the situation. You can face as Pearl was talking. That's also facing. Changing. You are not tolerating. You are facing the situation. Yes, this person is talking about the gospel to me. So let me change that. If I realize I am the one Baba is talking about, so it's a good opportunity for improvement. It's a good opportunity. But always, we always have to take everything Baba says in the context of mama, papa, child. I don't know about other countries, but in Latin America it's quite embarrassing. Because fathers and mothers, they talk things. No? I remember my grandmother, she told me that the boy of the neighbor was adopted. He was an adoptive child. So one day we fought and I threw that in his face. You are not your mom's child. That was horrible from my side. You know, my grandma, she told me that because we are in family, we are in a house. I shouldn't go and talk that. You know, it's just something very, very delicate. And they got so upset, so much problems in that family because of that. So, you know, when Baba is talking to us, he's with lots of love and sweetness. Sometimes the muli, we try to express that sweetness. Not always is okay, especially if translation is a little difficult. But we can always think that Baba is not thinking. I think it was Sister Mohini, she said, Baba never had any enemy in his whole life. He never thought he had an enemy. I think that was the phrase. He never considered anyone as an enemy. Even the son who left him, when he used to go to Bombay, he used to stay with him, with the son. That's India custom. And the son used to be the host for Brahma Baba. Until, because Bombay, as they were saying this morning, Bombay is so expensive, everything is so difficult. the center where I go to one zone of Bombay, different Gamdevi. The center there, Sister Gent was saying, it costs the same as a place in Manhattan. And really, it's so ugly. I mean, I see Manhattan all modern, and I try to correlate, it's impossible. So Bombay, they never had space. Understand? In Bombay, they never had a space. So Baba had to stay with his son, and so tolerance was there, love was there. You know, you could say that Baba used to tell that his son was a traitor also, but still. So he never had in his heart those feelings. This is just talking to his children. This is why when he becomes Avyakt, so much of the language of the Muli changes. Because now he's Avyakt. Now he sees things completely different. Okay? Sometimes tolerate, sometimes be patient. Depends on the circumstance. Yeah, depends on the situation. I mean, yeah. Which country are you from?
Israel.
Okay, there is something called global functioning, and I know Israel, they have lots of work on that. Global functioning is trying to work on those aspects. Yes, the spiritual way is that they are having problem among themselves. Okay, the rest of us, we give power, good wishes, love, and we wait for the development. We report to a senior, and the senior gives the direction. Now, we have expanded, we are so many people. Some of the conflicts is not only karmic account. Well, it's always karmic account, I mean. But there are, it's like, as I was saying before, sometimes the solution of tolerance is going and eat food. Sometimes the solution of problems are very practical. Sometimes the problem of Brahmins are mental health problems and other situations also can happen. So global functioning has a whole chapter, let's say a whole group, not a group, it's a subgroup. No, it's a group. And Sister Gent is the chair of that group, which try to work in terms of mediation and reaching a point where both compromise and they accept staying together. I think both are important. A spiritual outlook is important because that's the deep, that's the real power. But this mediation is also important. Otherwise, you know, we waste so much time sometimes trying to be tolerant with someone when the easiest way would be really not talking to that person, you know, or just doing other things. And Sister Gente, she was mentioning something. She was now in Colombia. She gave an excellent, oh my God, her classes were first class. I was really like, oh my God, how is it possible that she has so much wisdom? And at certain point she was addressing a group of guests, small group, 15 people, and she was talking about forgiveness. And I don't remember exactly how we reached a certain point of, you know, dangerous zone. And she was so sincere, she was so frank. She said, sometimes I don't forgive. She didn't say like that, sorry. But she said, like, I don't forgive. I simply don't talk. I simply pass the situation to another person. I felt it was quite humble from her side to say, I'm not, it was like saying, I'm not perfect. I'm still learning. And she was mentioning one person specifically, that now I know who is the person. I shouldn't know. But I heard, you know, like, I heard, now I know who is the person behind. And that person did something very awful, really. It was awful. So she said, I can't forgive. So what she does, she obeys whatever they tell her to do with that person. She does whatever Shrimat says, whatever the law says, whatever. And so it's a relationship. And you know, in that case, she doesn't need to face or to tolerate that person. Both face and tolerance implies contact, physical or virtual, internet. But sometimes you don't need to tolerate. So if I have this stomach problem and I'm called to go to that city again, South India, now I know I have that problem. So I'll go with some medicine, you know. I mean, we shouldn't be just expecting that spirituality will solve all the situations, when some situations, there are not even situations. Is just do something, do this or do that. If I feel cold, what do? I put jacket or shawl. I don't need to say, I'm tolerant. So, no, I mean, that's silly. That's really silly. And the same situation with souls. If I'm unable to talk to someone, first of all, yes, I should have clear that it's my situation. Perhaps the other person has some problems, okay, but it's my weakness that doesn't allow me to talk to the other person. I'm humble, yes, I'm still learning. I didn't learn fully. Okay, so that person, what's the method I would do with that person? I'll see a way. Okay, is that clear? Okay, everybody, anything more important than lunch? Спасибо, доброе утро. Добре. That's very complicated. I took 10 years to learn доброе утро, so. Добре утро means good morning. So it's not good morning anymore, yeah. If anyone from Russia has questions, so you mean that I recognize that I have some weaknesses. I'm still not perfect. I recognize all of that, and so I have to be patient with myself. Okay. Well, yeah, the pace of change—that's a big problem. that's a problem. Baba says to us that we are not on time totally. There was one Moli when he was mentioning not far ago that we are not on time. And sometimes we are delayed in relation to how the time goes, etc. I feel that patience is a good tool, but not for that. Perhaps mercy, compassion, understanding that, okay, I'm not perfect. I came to Madhuban this time in a special context, very personal context. And what I realized that it worked for me was agreements. So I start to make agreements with myself. Let's say that my weakness is greed. So I could make an agreement that, okay, I'm just going to eat one toilet per day. So it's not exactly patience. It's like a kind of mercy. The knowing that, well, yes, I have some weaknesses. But I have to move, because otherwise, if we have patience with ourselves, that patience becomes a little dangerous, because I'm waiting for... Patience only works when it's something absolutely unchangeable. I mean, I can't change, that's how it is. Then I'm patient. But my own stage is not unchangeable. It takes time. Perhaps I need a little boost. Perhaps I need a little push. Or I need a helping hand. But it's not something unchangeable. So have lots of mercy for the self. And mercy is a word that we have to study a little more in terms of Brahmins. Because sometimes we Brahmins are not so merciful. We have learned. I think the family in these 30 years almost I am with Baba, I have seen, wow, so many improvements. I'm very, very proud of the Brahmin family, really. Because we have learned to be merciful a lot towards the self, towards my Brahmin family. We accept more and more differences. We accept funny people, strange, weird. More and more we accept everyone. We also accept lucky people. We are not talking so much about destruction anymore. It's so lovely that we talk more about construction. It's so beautiful. And that's mercy. The image of mercy in my mind is nurses. And the nurse, even when the nurse knows that the patient will die, the nurse keeps feeding, cleaning, smiling. I went to visit a sister's mother. She had a brain stroke. And she was supposed to die. She was 93 years old. She's still alive, by the way. It's 97 years old, but she's still alive. She recovered. Nobody knows how. But anyway, at that point when I went there, they were expecting her to leave the body. So we were there talking to her, and then this nurse came. And she came saying, "Hello, my princess, how are you?" And she opened the window, letting the sun come, and she carries the lady. She said, "How are you doing? Look at how many visitors you have." And it was so natural, so natural. And I felt that kind of mercy we have to have for the world, and for other Brahmins, especially for the self. But mercy means I'm feeding, I'm nurturing, I'm cleaning, I'm doing. But I understand. So she understood that that lady couldn't eat. She couldn't eat. She was unable to move. So she had to put a straw here and feed with some soup. So you understand that situation is different. So if I understand that I can't tolerate this person, okay. I can take a break, I can see with some senior, a solution, but I have to keep on nurturing myself. I have to keep on strengthening the self. Okay? Is it okay? Well, it was nice. Thank you. I'm leaving tomorrow, so I think most of you are leaving tomorrow also. We're all leaving. So it was great. Really great. Thank you very much for the opportunity. Спасибо. Thank you, Baba. Baba gave all the points.